This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A short time ago, SpaceX launched another Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral with another 60 little satellites for the company's Starlink internet service.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, lift off.
Vehicle is pitching downrange.
It's the fourth Starlink launch overall, the second this year, for the fledgling internet service. The impeachment of President Trump in the Senate moving to what could be an especially contentious phase today as senators begin questioning House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators from both parties will submit written questions to the Chief Justice John Roberts, and Roberts will then read the questions aloud. And this is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
A plane carrying 200 Americans from Wuhan, the Chinese city at the center of the coronavirus outbreak, is now on its way to the March Air Reserve Base in Riverside, California. The plane made an overnight refueling stop in Alaska, the state's chief medical officer saying everyone on board received a clean bill of health. President Trump was cheering Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday for cursing out a reporter for National Public Radio.
That's impressive.
That was very impressive, Mike. That reporter couldn't have done too good a job on you yesterday. Huh? I think you did a good job on her, actually.
The number rises again, the Pentagon now saying at least 50 military personnel suffered traumatic brain injuries in that Iranian missile strike earlier this month. Initial reports right after the missile strike were that there were no American deaths and no American injuries. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Out promoting her upcoming memoir titled Open Book, pop star Jessica Simpson really opens up about her struggles with alcoholism, discussing some of the difficult issues in an interview that aired this morning on NBC's Today Show.
I had started a spiral, and I couldn't catch up with myself. I was just, like, spiraling, chasing my tail, and that was with alcohol.
Her memoir hit shelves on February 4th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is pointing out the work of Democrats in the U.S.-Mexico-China trade agreement that President Trump is signing this morning. She said that what the president is signing is a lot better because Democrats added protections for labor as well as the environment. Lakers Hall of Famer Magic Johnson is praising Kobe Bryant as a great husband, father, and basketball player. Johnson spoke about the former Lakers superstar who died in a helicopter crash Sunday morning on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. Johnson said he and Bryant were committed to basketball, married to winning, but also to playing the game the right way. Warren Buffett's company Berkshire Hathaway is selling its 31 newspapers for $140 million to Lee Enterprises. Buffett had called himself a newspaper addict and began buying them in 1977 when he purchased the Buffalo News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. It's how we roll. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Our next guest, John McTiernan, and I go back a long ways. I think John was one of our initial guests when I got back behind the microphone. As you may know, I was away from the microphone for about 25 years. And was doing other things, running businesses, a media company, training salespeople, and running radio stations and all that good fun stuff. And God says, no, you need to get back behind the microphone. And I was blessed to meet John McTiernan, founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries, who has spent thousands of hours with Jews and Muslims debating and corresponding in defense of the gospel. One of the things that gathered my attention almost instantly was his best-selling book, As America Has Done to Israel. And maybe because, that reference, takes me to the Lord's Prayer, one of my favorite prayers that I pray every day, sometimes several times through the day. I believe, it's one of those prayers, John McTiernan, that of all things, when the disciples said, hey, look, teach us to pray, teach us to do what you do. And Jesus gave them, what has become the Lord's Prayer. And I got to think there's something rather profound. And when you consider what the Lord's Prayer represents, I mean, it pretty much covers all the issues of life, does it not?
Yes, it does. And it's good talking to you again, Bill.
Hey, always good, my friend. And it's been a long time since we've connected. But, of course, when, this conversation, we had Bibi Netanyahu in the White House and Benny Gantz, talking about, a solution for Palestine once and for all. I thought of you instantly because you and I have had this discussion many times, especially in light of the book, As America Has Done to Israel. And just to summarize, this is my takeaway of his book, is that in reading the book, I realized that every time America interfered with God's foreign policy for Israel, believe it or not, God has a foreign policy for Israel. It's not Donald Trump. It's not the Palestinians. It's God's foreign policy. And every time, and John has done extensive research on this, but, without exception, when the United States would interfere and get in the way of God's intent and foreign policy for Israel, America was hit with a natural disaster. I mean, to the tune, over 70, John? Over 70 instances?
Yeah, and stock market crashes.
All the
fires, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes.
And you think about it, it's probably close to $1 trillion, if not over $1 trillion worth of damage. Now, you would think that politicians and leaders of our country would at least for a moment pause and wince at the mere thought of touching God's hallowed ground of Israel. And Donald Trump has been working on this for quite a while, had the parties together, and laid out a plan. I thought, you know, again, a generous plan. But again, John, as you and I discussed, and this goes back to Yasser Arafat days, who made the declaration that the Palestinians were not to negotiate with Israel. It's all or nothing. No exception. If anybody gives, you know, compromises even 1% of those principles, they deserve death, and, you know, for them and their families. I mean, this is the credo that they've been living under. So I knew from the get-go that this was not going to be effective, even though, you know, what was being generously offered to the Palestinians. And I think if the truth be known, John, that Bibi Netanyahu had to feel the same way, but thought, look at, you know, for the sake of you know, the international community and everybody to see how Israel was willing to, you know, compromise and work with the Palestinians. Let's lay it out and let's take advantage of, you know, President Trump's platform, and let's see what happens. Let's see what the Palestinians did. Well, we kind of knew it was a fait accompli, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. No matter what the Palestinians say or anyone else, they really don't, they won't accept the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That's, if you get below the, outside of the rhetoric that they give to the media and all, the existence of Israel is just unacceptable to them. And they want Jerusalem as their capital.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel is not going to give them Jerusalem as their capital, so it's sort of dead on arrival.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you saw yesterday as revolving around this deal, I just think it's DOA.
Yes. Well, and the Palestinians responded in quick order, said it is DOA. And, you know, speaking of Jerusalem, the president and Gantz and Netanyahu, which, by the way, both, you know, Bibi Netanyahu and Danny Gantz said no matter who gets elected and whatever happens, they were supporting, you know, that this, you know, this agreement would be supported in either administration. So, you know, the Israelis were all in and had also carved out, as President Trump said, a portion of East Jerusalem, which basically that's where they are now, is it not? I mean, that's the area that they're claiming, the Palestinians?
Well, yeah, you're right. Israel has annexed the entire Jerusalem as its capital.
Mm-hmm.
And the Palestinians claim East Jerusalem as its capital, and that they will not negotiate with Israel unless Israel is going to recognize East Jerusalem as the capital, and Israel won't do that.
No, they did. They did. They did do that yesterday in the agreement. Unless I missed something.
This is what's very complicated in this. I don't understand, because President Trump said Jerusalem's going to remain the capital of Israel, and then in this deal it's supposed to carve out something about East Jerusalem as the capital, and I don't know how they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how they're doing that, because Israel will not, you know, it's one thing for Netanyahu to say, yeah, we agree to it. It's another thing to get the Knesset and the Israeli people to agree with it.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, for the sake of peace, and Jews have done this repeatedly, even after the Six-Day War, John, I mean, that's still, you know, a bit of a conundrum for me, for all the territory that they were able to claim. I mean, it was clearly by the hand of God, as you know. I mean, what was Israel outmanned, 10-1 or something during the Six-Day War?
Well, yeah, you had the combined armies of Egypt, Syria, and Jordan directly against Israel, and then Iraq and other countries sent some armies also. But yeah, you had those three armies united against Israel.
So, I mean, there was no way but a miracle and the hand of God, the God of Heaven's armies defending Israel, And here they, you know, as a result, had this land, but for the sake of peace, gave some of it back, which, you know, to me, it's like, you know, isn't it the spoils of war? But, of course, that's yesterday's news. But, again, it demonstrates not only to the citizens of Israel, but I believe internationally, if people have an understanding and they know their history, that Israel has been a pursuer of peace. We've got more from John McTiernan, the founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries, right here.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back. back with you, fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Author John McTiernan, founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries, is with us, and we're talking this proposal that was presented in the White House yesterday, which, you know, it's come and gone, which tells you there's not a lot of excitement, and already the Palestinians said this isn't going to happen, and John McTiernan said this is DOA, and I thought the same thing, because unless the Palestinians, regardless of job opportunities, money, building up their economy, and really, you know, building them into a nation, you know, the vision that Donald Trump laid out sounded pretty exciting, but fundamentally, the Palestinians, they don't care about that, because the principle for them is we want Israel gone altogether. I don't care how much land you give us. We just want you to get rid of Israel.
Correct. Correct. And in this deal, what about Hamas?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't see, you know, other than that they could only hope that, you know, the Palestinians would do something to quell that aggression, but you know, they're kind of rebels unto themselves. I mean, do the Palestinians have control over Hamas?
No.
I mean, they fund them, you know, and they say, "Hey, go do our bidding," you know, just like Iran does. But they've got they've got these military servants that you know, it's a one way relationship. You give them money, they do your damage, and you know, the only way you can control them is, you know, start cutting off some resources. But I don't know how that's going to happen, because Hamas is geared for, you know, war and terror and destruction. And they'll do, you know, they're going to get, as they have been doing, they're going to access, you know, money, funds and resources in order to do what it is that they feel like God's called them to do. Right.
Well, yeah, they have a covenant. They made a covenant with Allah. Mm-hmm. That the Hamas exists to destroy Israel. That is the purpose of Hamas.
How do you negotiate? How do you negotiate with somebody that wants your destruction? That's the
right, exactly.
That's the ongoing question.
And what's bizarre about this is I'm looking at this map, and you've seen the map here,
mm-hmm.
of
yes.
this peace plan.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're going to do is they're going to make Gaza, which of course is ruled by Hamas, contiguous with the West Bank, and I think there's about a 20-mile gap between them, 30 miles, hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
They want to build a tunnel. They're going to build a tunnel under, you know, of course, tunnels under the ground.
Right.
To connect Gaza with the West Bank, and then they're going to give the Palestinians land along the Israel border with Egypt, and make that contiguous with, like, I guess, a road.
Yeah.
It's really wild. It's strange. When I look at this, the prophet Zechariah comes to mind, who mm-hmm. prophesied roughly 2,500 years ago, and he's talking about Jerusalem. "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day I'll make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, and all that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, so all the people of the earth be gathered together against it."
Mm-hmm.
And in the bottom line, it's going to be Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the reason being, because where did God place his, of all places that God could declare and place his name, where did he do that, John?
Well, the first coming of Jesus Christ, he died on the cross and shed his blood in Jerusalem. And the location of his second coming, the Bible's very clear, it's Jerusalem.
Yes.
And when you look at it, what is Jerusalem worth? I mean, it's not the center of commerce, it's not the center of education. It's not the center of, industry in any way. Big rivers don't connect there. And yet it's such a bone of contention throughout history.
Yes.
And here we are in 2020, and everything in the Middle East, the the Iranians want to recreate the Persian Empire and conquer Jerusalem, and the Turks want to recreate the Ottoman Empire, and they want Jerusalem. Hamas wants Jerusalem. It's amazing. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Right. Well, and this is why, again, understanding the context of why we continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because it's God's will. It's where God's name has been placed. And, you know, as we know, a tradition with Muslims, when they conquer anybody, what do? You know, they claim their territory. You know, some would place a flag, but for them, you know, they put a golden dome on it. And, you know, this is kind of their way to mark their territory. And, you know, this is a spiritual comprehensive consideration. And if you don't look at it spiritually, and that's the thing that sometimes for me, where the flags go up, John, is when you've got politicians and world leaders, you know, touching God's hallowed ground, and they think they're going to do it, you know, through a temporal perspective, when there is an eternal, you know, covenant that is attached to Jerusalem. And this is why, you know, in your book, as America does into Israel, and I would think that, maybe succeeding books might be as the world has done unto Israel. It'd be interesting to see what kind of consequences other world players have paid, the price that they have paid when they have violated the foreign policy of Israel, you know, that God has established and has established by covenant, as you said.
Yes, yes. We see that covenant going back way back to Abraham, 4,000 years ago. There's that covenant there. I'd like to just make this clear also. President Trump is the he has blessed Israel really more than any president in the United States history. And in fact, he's 180 degrees different from Obama. Obama right. did everything he could to curse Israel.
Yes.
Right until the last day he was in office to the UN and things like that. And look at the state of the United States now under President Trump. The economy, right. unemployment, you know, the border is tightening up. Tremendous trade deals are being made. We've got that terrible terrorist, Soleimani, who is responsible for killing so many Americans. He's been taken out. I mean, America has just like getting one blessing after another right now. And I don't think it's a coincidence that this is happening, because President Trump has done everything imaginable to bless the nation of Israel.
Exactly.
I look at this as like it's DOA. I don't see any. It's not like a strong arming Israel into this like the other presidents tried to do.
Right. Well, and that's the thing that we were discussing yesterday in light of your book, and I referred to that many times, John. That. You know, when President strong-armed Israel, to your point, and that was the thing I was watching, was President Trump going to, you know, strong-arm? Was there going to be some declarative coming down? But it was a proposal. And so I said, that's, to me, the way that Donald Trump handled this, protects us to where, you know, there would not be a natural disaster response.
Okay. Yeah, you're right, and I just want to get out one example for your listeners. President Bush Jr. strong-armed Ariel Sharon in 2006 to pull out of Gaza. He put tremendous pressure on him, and what happened? While he was doing that, Hurricane Katrina hit the United States and devastated us with all that destruction. And I fully document that in my book. As President Bush was strong-arming Israel,
And that's just, ladies and gentlemen, that's just one of 70 plus. Not necessarily coincidences, if you understand. Thank you, John McKinney.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? That you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A-plus BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A short time ago, SpaceX launched another Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral with another 60 little satellites for the company's Starlink internet service.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff.
Vehicle is pitching downrange.
It's the fourth Starlink launch overall, the second this year, for the fledgling internet service. The impeachment of President Trump in the Senate moving to what could be an especially contentious phase today as senators begin questioning House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators from both parties will submit written questions to the Chief Justice John Roberts, and Roberts will then read the questions aloud. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay.
John F. Kennedy said we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And we've got a lot of making up to do to get this country back on track. And we've been talking about having a sense of urgency, you know, to this point. I mean, right now, our economy is robust. There's lots of opportunities potentially that we can take advantage of while we're experiencing, you know, so many positive winds across this country. But, you know, distraction by Democrats and those that would want power are getting in the way of America's long-term success and, dare I say, getting us back on track. The former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, David Rubin, is with us, author of the book Trump and the Jews. David, shalom. Good to have you with us.
Well, shalom to you, Bill. Good to be with you again.
Well, let's talk about the Trump-Netanyahu deal of the century, the peace powwow in D.C., as you wrote.
Yes, yes. Well, it is, yeah, it was more than a powwow, I'll tell you. A lot has happened since then, just within the past 24 hours, we have a situation where, the plan is moving forward, but the Palestinian Authority Abbasi and Mahmoud Abbas have rejected the plan.
How can it move forward when the other important part of the party has rejected it?
Good question. But the reason is because the deal is, everyone's presuming that the deal is between Israel and the so-called Palestinians, between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. The truth is that the deal is between Israel and President Trump's administration, Israel and the United States, and Israel and the Arab countries.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Palestinians are willing to go along with it, or are willing to participate, well, they certainly can benefit a lot from it. Whether they should have been offered as much as they were offered, well, we could discuss that, certainly, mm-hmm. but... And I have my opinions on that,
mm-hmm.
but I am absolutely convinced that a lot can be accomplished even if they are rejecting Trump's deal of the century.
Well, from a standpoint of, you know, internationally, like you said, it united the neighboring Arab nations to participate. Jordan is to oversee the implementation of the program. I thought the vision that Donald Trump laid out for the Palestinians in saying, hey, here's the opportunity that you have in really building a nation that is your own if you play nice. And America is there to, you know, help this along. Well, boy, that's quite the endorsement. But as you and I have discussed, what we're dealing with is not reasonable, normal conditions. I mean, the Palestinians have made it clear from the get-go, going back to Yasser Arafat, that the Palestinians would not negotiate. And if any gave up anything, I mean, it's all or nothing, and the all or nothing means the demise of Israel. So, you know, I think it looked good, it sounded good that you even had, Gantz and Netanyahu committing to it, no matter, you know, what government takes over in Israel, what administration, you know, that was all very positive. You know, some of the map demarcations a little goofy, but nonetheless, it demonstrates Israel's desire to the international community to pursue peace and be willing. I saw it as a huge compromise. You know, as you say, you thought Israel was giving up more than you thought they should.
Correct. And look, if the Palestinian Authority accepts this plan. And they've already rejected it, by the way.
Right.
They've already, you know, Abbas said today, I say 1,000 no's,
yes, right,
to this plan. He referred to Trump as a dog and son of a you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, disgusting language. And but look, this is what we know about these people. You know, there are some nice individuals among the Palestinian, the Arabs who call themselves Palestinians. But basically, we're talking about a bunch of savages that are the worst sponsors of terrorism in the world,
mm-hmm.
and the worst carry outers of terrorism around the world.
Mm-hmm.
The father of modern terrorism was Yasser Arafat.
Exactly. Where's Hamas in all this?
Hamas is with Abbas. The two of them are calling for the destruction of Israel as always. They're rejecting this plan, and so they even had a meeting together, Hamas and Abbas.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as you and I understood, I mean, when I saw this plan, I'm going, okay, what breakthrough has happened that the Palestinians, that Abbas would be open to accept anything like this? But, of course, we got a quick answer. 1,000 times no means no, right?
Right. Well, I think the breakthrough really is what Nikki Haley said today. What Nikki said today was... very, very clear. She said, this is their last chance.
Yes.
To make a deal. And they have to understand that. You know, President Trump is increasingly likely to get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you know, that I could tell you that most people in Israel are praying for that.
Mm-hmm.
And because we think he's been tremendous, tremendous for the Israel-United States relationship, how he has taken bold steps that have strengthened Israel's security, the sharing of military intelligence between Israel's great intelligence services and the United States has increased substantially during the Trump administration. And so he's just been terrific for the relationship between our two countries.
Exactly. And just a moment here, David, real quick, in relationship to, you know, information sharing and how Donald Trump and this administration has really fallen, you know, in line with the with God's you know, covenant relationship and what he said to Abraham, that you know, those who bless Israel will be blessed. And look at what's happening, you know, to the United States as a result of what Donald Trump has been doing. I mean, you know, here he is, he acknowledges Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which, you know, I think the mainstream media has Donald Trump igniting, I think, 7 world wars. That this was supposed to be one of them, and nothing, you know, nothing happened. Israel was blessed, America was blessed because of that move, I believe, and continues to be blessed because of the other, you know, pro-Israeli you know, policies that this administration has been affecting.
That's right. That's right. President Trump has done a great job, and the yes, we, you know, I'm not afraid to say the G word on the air, Bill. You know that.
Yes.
And it's very clear to me that God is active in all this, and you know, President Trump, from the beginning of his term, has been very strongly pro-Israel. And look what's happening in the United States. The economy is booming.
Yes.
The people are safer than ever. And President Trump has been taking bold action around the world as well. Not recklessly entering, you know, long wars, and not, you know, he's come to the conclusion. And I don't know, maybe he was inspired by Israel's Six-Day War.
Right.
But it is possible to fight a war and
exactly.
to win.
Yeah.
And to
we've got to go to break, David Rubin, so stay with us. We've got more from the former mayor after this.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken.
Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. He is talking to us live from Jerusalem, David Rubin. And David had shared with us earlier that Nikki Haley, I think, summed it up quite clearly, and I agree with that, this is, you know, the Palestinians' last hope, last chance, you know, and here it is, you know, Donald Trump laid out for them in agreement with Benjamin Netanyahu and Danny Gantz that I think was a possible bright future for Palestine, for Palestinians, because heretofore, I mean, they really have not been, they never really had a country per se, have they, David?
No, they have never had a country. And frankly, they don't deserve a country, Bill. You know, any people that that spends most of its national time, if they want to call it that, in terrorist attacks and paying terrorists, they spend the budget that they receive, the millions that they receive from the Arab countries and from the Europeans. And in the past, from the United States, and
exactly.
Trump stopped it, they spend all of that on paying off terrorists, paying salaries to every terrorist that kills or maims an Israeli. They get a salary, you know. And Bill, you know, we've known each other a long time. You know that that I was wounded in a terrorist attack years
you
ago,
and your son.
With my 3-year-old son
right.
who was shot in the head, and those terrorists are in jail, but they are still receiving salaries from the Palestinian Authority.
Yeah, and their families are being taken care of, right? as well.
More than taken care of. Their families are receiving their salaries. They're in Israeli jail.
Yes.
But their families are receiving their salaries.
So this is what Israel has been dealing with. But getting back to the original point here, they've never had a country. They've just bullied their way, and they've created all kinds of chaos and terror in the Middle East, and particularly targeted to Israel. And now they've gotten to the point where, all right, we will, in essence, agree to give you a country, give you a land so you can have your own country, support, you know, to help you reach a positive end. And as Nikki Haley says, you're going to reject that. Well, then it's all over. But then what is the future, you know, for Palestinians? I mean, do they just fold into Hamas and just become a terrorist group and forget about any kind of national ambitions?
Well, they already are a terrorist group. Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, is the head of Fatah, mm-hmm. you know, which is also a terrorist organization. The terrorists who shot and wounded my son and me, as well as thousands of other Israelis, was from Fatah. They were from Fatah. They weren't from Hamas.
Right.
So there are various terrorist organizations that comprise the Palestinian Authority. Now, what will be if they don't accept the plan? If they already are not accepting it, but if they continue to not accept the plan and not reach out in the spirit of compromise, well, what's going to happen is that the Arabs who live here, those individuals who want to be peaceful are going to be able to live peaceful lives, and which they have been. Of course. The economy in the Palestinian areas, which are autonomous, are the best of any Arab country in the Middle East. I mean, we're not an Arab country,
right.
but those who live in Israel, or those who live in Judea or Samaria, the so-called West Bank, those Arabs have a higher standard of living than the Arabs in any country in the Middle East, except for maybe Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's clear. I think it's clear that those who are not looking to overthrow Israel can lead a peaceful life, whether they have this peace deal or not. And they'll probably have a more peaceful life if they're not a part of this peace deal, because there are some elements in the deal that make it clear that if the Palestinian Authority accepts the deal, and if they're given enhanced sovereignty in Judea and Samaria, then many of the roads that they control would become shooting grounds for the Jews who live in Judea.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the potential trajectory here. And what seems to be an issue, or what is all coming to David, at least from my perspective, is that, you know, for these Palestinians that want to continue to live in Israel, do you call the question on a question of allegiance? Are you willing to support and step away, you know, from the Palestinian Authority and align yourself as I don't know if you make the leap and say, because basically what you're looking for is a citizen of Israel, because you have citizens of Israel who are Arabs. They're not all Jews, for the exact reason that you just spelled out. Because when I visited Israel a couple of years back, and looking forward to going back next year, is that, you know, there were many Arabs doing quite well, and, you know, they're peace-seeking people, and they were, in fact, many had said to me that they were safer, they felt safer in Israel-controlled areas as opposed to areas that the Palestinians controlled. Is that still fair?
Yes, it's very accurate. The reality is that it's a mistake, you know, and I have tremendous respect for President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's been just a great president, and, you know, Israelis love him. because he has just been wonderful for our relationship. But you know, mistakes are made, and and I think it's a mistake to promise them sovereignty. But however, you know, Trump is an amazing deal maker. He's he's playing a very complicated, brilliant game of chess here, I believe. And I think he's well aware that the Palestinian Authority is not going to accept this plan because they already turned down receiving 98% of Judea and Samaria, plus part of the old city of Jerusalem. So they're not going to accept this plan. They've already rejected it. I don't think that's going to change. But meanwhile, Israel is going to, in the coming days, declare its sovereignty over all of the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria, which comprise about 30% of Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank. So that's already a step forward.
And exactly.
So sometimes you could take steps forward without it being part of an actual peace agreement that both sides are accepting.
Well, and as opposed to something done unilaterally, by Israel, which Israel has been accused of. I mean, this is all in front of all the countries, the Arab neighboring nations, Jordan. They're all seeing this happening and probably all coming to that understanding. Look at the Palestinians do not want to negotiate. They never wanted to negotiate. They will never negotiate. And it's time to, move on. And, the Palestinians need to, either align themselves and be good neighbors and be a positive contributor to Israel, not necessarily to Jews, but to Israel as a country. And they will be blessed as they have been and see what happens as things evolve. But as long as they're attached to, the Palestinian Authority, it's hard pressed. I mean, maybe behind closed doors they can swear allegiance to Israel. But, push comes to shove, if they're still aligned with the PLO, that really compromises their loyalty, does it not?
Oh, sure, clearly. But the average man in the street understands, and this is Jews and Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
The average man in the street who's not looking to be involved in terrorism, who's not looking who doesn't have vested interest in the Palestinian Authority or in the terrorist organizations, they're going to, they want to be peaceful and they want to live their own lives.
Right. They want to enjoy their families and give their families an opportunity to be fruitful, multiply, all this other.
And if you take away all the weapons from the Palestinian terrorists and from the Palestinian Authority, then you will see an overwhelming outpouring of verbal support for Israel.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I sense that to be the case as well. But when you've had, as they call, ancient hatred and something that these people, these Arabs have grown up with, these Palestinians, it's been tough. It's kind of like this one activist that we spoke with that was an Iranian activist. She said, Bill, 7 years old, we were told to hate America. We didn't even know what we were saying. And, she has since grown up and sees things quite differently and appreciates what Donald Trump and America has in store and what could be the future of Iran. But that's a whole other discussion that you and I need to have on another day, and that is a partnership with Israel in dealing with Iran. David Rubin. Thank you, David.
Warning. Don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail retail space or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
With more people